Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
I'm Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. David Oxenfurt in the Broadcast Law blog reports that the Copyright Royalty Board announced December 16th that the royalty rates for anyone to play sound recordings on the internet for public listening fell by a third, the first lowering of fees ever. Commercial webcasters, and that includes radio stations simulcasting their FM signals, will pay 0.0017 cents as the per performance, the rate paid per song per listener, starting January 1st. David Oxenfurt explained the royalty rates in an interview December 22nd with Triton Digital.
Sound Exchange, who's the party that actually collects the money paid for these royalties, would love to get a royalty from broadcasters who are playing over the air, but so far hasn't passed it through Congress. So this is just digital performances, online internet radio. Now, it's important to recognize, because I think a couple of the trade press reports last week got this wrong, but this does, in fact, cover simulcasts. So if you take your over-the-air stream and simulcast it onto the internet so that people can pick it up on their mobile devices or listen to your over-the-air programming on their computers or on their smartphones, that is covered by this royalty, and some of the trade press for some reason seemed to think that it was not. So the 0.0017 cents per song per listener is a royalty that will be paid by broadcasters starting on January 1. And one thing that this royalty does not apply to is interactive webcasters. So for those, or interactive digital music services, so those services where the listener can in fact choose what the next song he or she's going to hear is, or where they can set up playlists where there's a limited number of songs that they'll hear over and over again, maybe not even in the same order, but where they can pick the songs that are included in their playlist, the kinds of services that are offered by Spotify or Apple Music or Rhapsody. Those kinds of services are not covered by this royalty. They have to go out and negotiate their own direct deals to get the rights to use the sound recordings.
That was David Oxenfurt of the Broadcast Law blog explaining the new Copyright Royalty Board rates that start January 1st. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Waveform Radio and WGXC.